Welcome to History Speaks, a weekly podcast from the Montour County Historical Society. My name is Terry Diener, a member of the Board of Directors, and your host for the program. Thanks for listening. And if you know of someone else who has an interest in history, please tell them about the podcast. The Society will be celebrating the holidays with an open house at the Montgomery and Boyd House Museums Sunday, December the 9th from 1 until 5. We'll have more information forthcoming on the podcast in the coming weeks through our homepage on the internet and on Facebook. During Danville's bicentennial year in 1992, late historian Eleanor Deutsch took readers on a stroll along Mill Street in several issues of the Bicentennial Gazette. She talked about some of the homes and businesses that lined the streets. One of the buildings was at the corner of Mill and East Mahoning, the magnificent Opera House. Ground was broken on July the 4th, 1871. Danville was on its way to being a show town with several theaters, but none large enough to draw the finest of entertainment. The period between 1850 to 1880 was a prosperous time for Danville, and its citizens wanted a newer and larger facility for entertainment. In 1871, William J. Reed purchased property at the corner of Mill and East Mahoning from local farmer Jacob Snyder. Snyder agreed to invest $6,000 in the building, and soon the City Hall Association, later named the Danville Opera House, was formed. Charles Wetzel was the architect. Reed did the excavating and provided the brick and stone. The brick used was made on the local cinder tip. In March of 1873, Reed sold his interest and retired. Snyder, who had invested everything he had, became bankrupt and had to give up the building, which was publicly sold to one of the original investors, Penn Mutual Insurance Company of Philadelphia. Other owners through the years were George Edmondson and brothers Webster and Hester Faust. In 1923, Edmondson sold out to the Chamberlain Amusement Company, which changed the name to the Victoria Theater. The four-story building was 145.5 feet by 75 feet, with the final cost approximately $150,000. The basement contained the heating and ventilating equipment. The ground floor was occupied by several stores, including a tin shop, Hunt's Drug Store, the Farmer's Bank, and the Post Office. The first floor on the Mahoning Street side also housed the Danville newspapers, the Montour American, and later the Danville Morning News. On the third and fourth floors were offices, lodge and club rooms, and apartments. On the third floor, Andrew Russell conducted a commercial school to help young adults learn office work. The theater on the second floor opened December the 28th, 1872. There were 1,400 upholstered folding opera chairs with an elaborate gas and later electric chandelier hung from the center of the room. Box seats were going for $25, orchestra seats for $10, and parquet for $5. The first play, Ye Old Folks, by the Caroline Riching Bernard Company, was a sellout. The Opera House became a testing grounds for new shows and was the only theater between Philadelphia and Pittsburgh that had enough room for elaborate scenery of the larger productions. Many shows originated in Chicago and played Pittsburgh, Harrisburg, and Danville before going on to long runs in New York City. Danville can be proud of the talent brought to town by the beautiful theater. Performers included Ed Wynn, Carrie Nation, Buffalo Bill, Julia Marlowe, and Lillian Russell. The Christie and the Dumont Minstrel shows were annual sellouts. Performances by local citizens were staged with children seats ranging from 25 to 75 cents. However, children in their parents' arms were charged $4 to discourage babies who may cause a disturbance. Many movies, shows, conventions, graduations, and class plays took place on stage. A platform could be placed over the seats to provide a dance floor. Every event in Danville's Opera House Theater was special. Herbert Weil, the director of the Opera House Orchestra, once wrote, "It afforded more genuine enjoyment to Danville people during its life than any other factor in the amusement history of the town. On March 7, 1931, the final movie performance, The Great Meadow, starring Johnny Mack Brown and Eleanor Boardman, was shown. The children in town were glad to learn that the new Ritz Theater that was opening across the street would continue to show the next exciting chapter of the serial, The Indians Are Coming. The once majestic opera house was torn down in 1937, the end of a 64-year run. Through the years, the opera house saw changes from demure ladies with bustles to men wearing handlebar mustaches to the flappers and their short skirts. Ulysses S. Grant was president in 1871, the Model T Ford was introduced in 1908, and Franklin D. Roosevelt was president in 1937. The present Danville Post Office building now sits on the site of the historic building, the Opera House, just a memory of Danville's golden era. Well, that wraps up this week's podcast from the Montour County Historical Society. Again, thank you for listening, and we hope you'll tune in again next week.